but he is out at his work all day while I get no rest from it. What is he hiding for? What has he done, except for the girl? I'm all alone in the house with him, and it's more than my nerves can stand." Holmes leaned forward and laid his long, thin fingers upon the woman's shoulder. He had an almost hypnotic power of soothing when he wished. The scared look faded from her eyes, and her agitated features smoothed into their usual commonplace. She sat down in the chair which he had indicated. "If I take it up, I must understand every detail," said he. "Take time to consider. The smallest point may be the most essential. You say that the man came 10 days ago and paid you for a fortnight's board and lodging." "He asked my terms, sir. I said 50 shillings a week. There is a small sitting room and bedroom, and all complete, at the top of the house." "Well?" "He said, 'I'll pay you £5 a week if I can have it on my own terms.' I'm a poor woman, sir, and Mr. Warren earns little, and the money meant much to me. He took out a £10 note, and he held it out to me then and there. 'You can have the same every fortnight for a long time to come if you keep the terms,' he said. 'If not, I'll have no more to do with you.'"
"What were the terms?"
"Well, sir, they were that he was to have a key of the house. That was all right. Lodgers often have them. Also, that he was to be left entirely..."